Dr. Erde Fadka, Chief Executive of Cartesia, thank you for talking to the Cambridge Judge Business School's Centre for Entrepreneurial Learning podcast series today, the Entrepreneurs and Expert series. Can we start by hearing a little more about your career, where you began, and I know you work a lot in mobile technology now.
Yeah, I started my career really in deep technology, in academia. So I did a degree in engineering. I was, in fact, educated at Cambridge, a PhD in aerospace. And then I had a career in academic career in the US and the UK, and moved across into the commercial sector via the defense industry.
And in terms of being in the commercial sector now, and new technology and adding value, what tips have you got for those wanting to set up businesses and look at their valuation?
I'd say that they need to think about a number of key things. One is be sure about the idea and where it's going to be applied. So that means having clarity about the ultimate proposition for a customer, number one. Secondly, they need to think about what difference it's going to make to the customer, because ultimately that will determine the commercial value of the proposition. And then thirdly, they need to think about how they're going to take the idea to market. It's what I call go-to-market.
And there are various ways in doing that, aren't there, according to the sector you're in, the technology that you're using. Perhaps you can just inform our listeners about what business valuation means.
Well, business valuation is important because essentially it determines the amount of money you can raise when you want to raise money. And it also determines the value at which you may be able to sell a business or float it in the open markets. And the value for a business depends crucially on the vertical industry that the business is located in. Digital media, for example, is a high growth environment with a lot of volatility, and typically can attract higher valuations than some deeper technology areas, which may in fact require more technology.
And I know that there are a lot of lessons that have been learned by case studies, aren't there, as well? So if you were an entrepreneur starting up to look at your business valuation, might you just look at how others have fared in the sector, look at the history of the sector and companies within it? What are the key components to consider?
Yes, I think background knowledge of what's happened in an industry is probably the most crucial element of deciding on a particular valuation. The things that you need to think about when you're doing that are to understand what the total size of the market is, to be clear about the actual end user of a product or a service, and to think about how profitable the business will ultimately be, because ultimately the valuation will depend on the size of the customer base you can reach and the amount of money, i.e. profits, you can make by meeting that requirement.
And if we look at some case studies, tell us of who's done well and who's done badly. You talked about Amazon, didn't you? And also Abcam.
Yeah, so I suppose the classic case of the big success story, of course, is Google, the search engine company. But I talked about Amazon today because Amazon has been a deeper business with a wider footprint that has actually impacted far more people. It started off as a vision for people being able to buy anything online, and it's now realized that vision. And the thing about Amazon that really one should notice is that they didn't get there in one fell swoop. There were multiple rounds of investment with valuations which went up and down, and it took the best part of 15 years for them to get to the point that they've got to. But the vision stayed the same right from the beginning to the end. In contrast, Abcam started with a vision to be an antibody provider in the medical space, but ended up as largely as a marketing and distribution company, and so achieved market traction much sooner.
Now, what about intellectual property? People just think, eureka, we've succeeded, we've had an invention, we've thought up something new in terms of new technology, perhaps in the internet or the media, log our intellectual property rights and that's it, we're going to make a big profit. Is that how things proceed?
Well, unfortunately not. I mean, the idea is only the starting point. And in fact, intellectual property doesn't always underpin the success of a commercial idea, but it usually does, but not always. But the crucial thing is in the packaging of the technology, number one, and secondly, taking it to market. In other words, how you take it to market, how do you actually insert it into a marketplace? And thirdly, is how you grow and expand it. Those things are far more important than the value of the inherent intellectual property.
And what impact does the business model have? Do you fit clearly the intellectual property rights, the business valuation into a business model? Where do they fit?
Yeah, the business model is fundamental to the success, because that is ultimately what determines how profitable a business is going to be. There are many cases of people building large businesses which haven't been very profitable. By way of example, one of the things to note, of course, is that Amazon is not a highly profitable business in terms of its percentage margins. It's in the sub 20% margin mode, but they do a huge volume of business. Google, on the other hand, is a highly profitable business with very few moving parts, where the gross margins can be in excess of 70%. So the business model is critical to what you're trying to do.
And can you comment on the commercial metrics of the business? You know, you talked about market share, structure, and how you can influence value in that way. I mean, it seems a very complex mix.
It is a complex mix because there are many variables, and the weighting, relative weight you give to the different variables may be different based on what you're trying to do. So in some businesses, the brand may be very, very important. In other businesses, the underlying intellectual property may be more important. But the key thing to remember is that all these components do play a part in contributing to the ultimate aggregate value, albeit in different relative ways.
And what about the maturity of the business? Does that affect valuation? You said that in some cases businesses can mature very quickly. In others, it's very slow. The whole chain for Amazon, for instance, that you showed went from, you know, getting money from business angels to borrowing money off your nearest and dearest, and then borrowing money off your siblings, and then getting a bit more business angel funding.
Yeah, I think the maturity of a business is an important factor. I think it's the overall gestation period to create a business that is the really key thing. Some businesses may have a natural life cycle where they start and succeed and wither and die of a space of 5 or 7 years. Other businesses may be built to last for a lifetime. And so understanding where you are, understanding what the typical life cycle in your industry is and where you are relative to that entire life cycle, that's the critical thing.
And you talked about the differences, for instance, between digital business and biopharma businesses. I mean, that's the time it takes to digest, to create your business from the first idea to actually going to market.
Yeah, it does. And typically digital businesses, their gestation period is very, very short relative to a biopharmaceutical business. So it may only take you 6 months to develop a new search engine and deploy it with another 6 months, and you may be earning revenues in a year's time. But you may have designed a new biological molecule, say for cancer treatment, which may take 6 or 7 years to take to market by the time you've done all the testing.
And what about accountants? How do they assess the business value? Because, you know, you create your business, you might think it's worth something, and then you have to get in the big firms of accountants to value it.
Yeah, I mean, typically what happens is that accountants are very good at valuing mature businesses with stable revenues and stable and predictable cost bases. So accountants historically have been very poor at valuing businesses which are experiencing very high growth trajectories or very high rates of change. Because that's not how the accounting profession designed its standards. And so accounting valuations tend to be, firstly, they tend to be conservative, and secondly, they tend to also reflect the steady state view of a business rather than its future potential.
And in terms of just going back to those tips we asked you for at the beginning, with all your professional experience, and now, as I say, you're in the mobile phone technology market, fast-moving markets, what would you say to people who wanted to add value to their business, to know what that value was, and you know, to go about it through these processes and procedures which seem very painstaking?
Yeah, I would say if you're in the mobile space, the thing to recognize is that the market is very volatile, growing very dramatically, very quickly. The second thing to remember is that the margins in these businesses will become tighter and tighter, as especially as markets expand into the Far East, where volume will drive revenues rather than smaller volumes driving much more profitable businesses. So in order to navigate this space, businesses need to be very clear about how they will scale their operations and where the value will be derived from in terms of balancing the intellectual property, balancing the distribution mechanisms, and balancing their brand and their customer acquisition.
Well, in that case, they clearly need the assistance of a professional such as yourself. Dr. Erde Fadka, Chief Executive of Cartesia, thank you for talking to the Cambridge Judge Business School Centre for Entrepreneurial Learning podcast series today, Entrepreneurs and Experts series.
Thank you very much.